Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world on social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you?
I am awesome. I cannot wait to talk to this wonderful gentleman we have on the line today. Y'all know him. He is powerful. He's great. He's magnificent. And he's motivational, but he gives it to you real and he gives it to you raw. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce to some and present to others, Matt Crane. How are you, Matt?
I'm great, ladies. Can you guys hear me okay?
We hear you great. You are awesome. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It is definitely my pleasure. And as well, we are getting ready to give the people what they've been waiting on. And you know what that is? How are you changing the world via social media?
Well, I will tell you, it's funny that you asked how am I changing the world on social media. I think that the way that I'm going to phrase that is this very show is how we are changing the world on social media. I think social media gives individual opportunities to connect with like-minded people, and that way we're creating a change curtain that just can just sweep across the world. Me personally, I have a foundation and a movement and three businesses that I've launched via social media under the flag The Power of Great, which is really a culmination of helping people recognize that their current situation is not their defining moment. And the easiest way to be able to reach such a mass amount of people with that message is through online platforms such as social media. I mean, I remember a little over a year ago, I started using this application called Periscope, and I never looked back. It gave me a platform to not only publicly show the transition of my life and how I was growing, but it also has now led me to be an international speaker, take my business development, coaching, and training and sales platform from a corporate setting to now an entrepreneurial business setting, which I'm coaching clients all over the world. And then I've also recently launched the Power of Great podcast, which is now on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. And I would have never been able to truly accomplish those goals or meet the people. Let me rephrase that. I would have never been able to meet the people that I needed in my life to help me accomplish those goals without the power of social media and the game changers that are using those platforms.
Wow. My goodness, Matt, that is amazing, because we all know that technology is changing at such a rapid pace, and some people are just so intimidated because they feel that it's not possible to be able to have a successful business online. And the number one business is nowadays is to have an online business and to be able to make those connections. But doing live streaming and letting people know who you are and how you could be able to help them and serve them or what have you, you are doing just that. But one of my questions is that what made you turn to live streaming? The old way, I know, is like, you know, the whole old-fashioned way, you pick up the phone, you make a phone call, and you network offline. But what made you go the route of social media prior to what you're doing right now?
That's a great question. You know, for me, I always knew that I had a gift early on with leadership. I've always been someone that had enough charisma that people gravitated towards. I've never been shy to state my opinion on any type of race, sex, money, economic status that could be sitting out there. I've always addressed those things head on. And what I noticed was that social media was really lacking someone more of a youthful voice that was willing to step up for a generation and really try to create a difference. And it's so much harder nowadays to get people's attention belly to belly because there's too many things that are distracting them. So if, just like in business, if you want to continue to be able to expand on your gifts and enhance the gift that you were given, and not squander them, then you have to actually take it to the battlefield, not wait for the battlefield to present itself. And social media is that battlefield for me. There's so many people that are struggling. There's so many people hurting. There's so many people that need someone to just say, look, this isn't the way it has to be. And so I decided that if I really wanted to strengthen my belly-to-belly conversations, then I had to show the social the social proof through a mass amount of audiences, and the targetability of that is online.
You know, that is a great point. And the one thing I want to know is, you know, you were talking about the contact. You're talking about how, you know, you can reach more audiences. You can do more things. So, but I wanted to hear about the message as well. You know, I love the title Power of Great. When you spoke that a few minutes ago, that truly resonated with me, because people don't understand their power to be great. They don't understand that great is a power all by itself. So why did you come up with the Power of Great for your title, and is that more along the line of just your whole message or just a little piece?
No, I definitely believe, first of all, that's a great question, and I think more importantly that it should be framed this way. It's exactly my entire message. And I believe that why the Power of Great for me is so important is because even though when you look on the outside, you think that I have it all figured out, you know, and I'm just going to be transparent with your audience. In the society that I live in, I'm the right color. I have the right build. I have the right charisma. I have the right skills. I have the right education. So you would think that the red carpet would get rolled out for me. But based on economic statuses and the way that the world is created and built, and the way people's minds are framed, with my grandparents being seamstresses and painters, and my mother being a stay-at-home mom with three, you know, raising three kids, and my dad supporting our entire family, economically there were not a lot of avenues for me. And so I realized very quickly that I had a gift of athletics. So could I take the power of athletics and only be average and hope that I make it out, or do I decide to be great, go all in, and deliver an abundance of opportunities for me to not only get out, but help take those other people with me? And I think that's why my messaging online is so important from the Power of Great standpoint, because once I recognized that my current situation wasn't my defining moment, my family started to recognize that their current situation wasn't theirs either. Now, I'm not ashamed of anything I came from. I had a great childhood. I don't have this traumatic moment in my childhood that wanted me to change my life. What I did decide was that it didn't have to be my life. And that's where the Power of Great really came from. I didn't know at the time that I was creating the Power of Great, but the minute my 5-year-old son was born, I realized what the Power of Great was all about.
My goodness. You leave me speeches, and that's really hard for people to your message is so powerful because you did not allow somebody to put you in a box because of, you know, what they feel this is where you belong. He was like, no, hold on. I'm going to allow myself, because I believe in myself, to get outside of that box and to share my message, because I'm great and I know more people are great, but they are hurting. And that's what I say all the time. People are hurting out here. And so I'm loving your message. I love your message. And then for you to take it to a whole nother level and you look into the eyes of your 5-year-old and say, you know what, I need to take this bigger. Why? Because I know I need to leave something for him to see that Dad went out there and did it on a bigger platform. I did not allow my past to determine me. I did not allow the color of my skin to determine me. I want to be able to reach all races, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Thank you. Thank you so much, Matt. I really, really, I mean, that's so commendable. It's just commendable. Thank you. Just my, especially in this economy nowadays, you left me speechless.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, Vanessa, I was very fortunate because I grew up in a family that operated with colorblind lenses. You know, even though I grew up in an area in the South where it was okay if you believed that way, right? Mm-hmm. And when I say it's okay, they may have just overlooked it, like, ah, they're from Tennessee. But yet, they didn't, but my parents and my grandparents didn't believe in that. And I want to hit these young people in the head with something right now when it comes to the power of great. Mm-hmm. I don't have any rights being taken away from me because I didn't fight for any of these rights. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So why do I need to pick up a hashtag or block traffic and talk about my rights being taken away when I don't know what it's like to fight for anything? Yes, people are being profiled. Yes, people are being taken advantage of. And yes, people are growing up in different economical times. But your parents and your grandparents who were told and who had predispositioned to this type of behavior fought for you to have the opportunities to create whatever life you wanted. And so for me, what's important about my children is that I want to teach them what Martin Luther King was really talking about. It's nowhere in the most famous speech of the civil rights movement of all time that he segregate his words. He said all men and women. So I have a responsibility to my children to hand them the blueprint of abundance of opportunities, not try to hand them the blueprint of an abundance of a bank account or an abundance of a social economic status. And that's really where the power of great and why when Dr. Finch said, I come raw with it, it's because I'm not afraid to step in the hood and talk the same way that I'm afraid to step in corporate America, because it's the same people. It's just your predisposition to treat them differently. The power of great is to help those people who don't have predispositions recognize that this ain't happening. It does not have to be the way. But unless we're willing to raise up and take our voices to another level because we improve the activities in the way we want to speak, then none of this is going to matter anyway. It's just going to continue to be what we call as the world turns, right? What I want to do is see the world roll because we change the trajectory of the way people are behaving.
Matt, you went there. You went deep, and I love it because I say it all the time. I'm going to give it to you straight. I don't sugarcoat. I'm not going to water down. I'm just going to give it to you, and that's what I love. I love for somebody just to go straight in to make people think on a whole nother level. And so when we think about, you know, the Rosa Parks or Sojourner Truth, all of these various people who fought for us and to still be dealing with what we're dealing with right now, we have to know that we do have a voice. And if that means using live streaming and social media to be able to share our message with the world, to be able to not only change, but save, build up more leaders so they too could be able to understand that you don't have to be the Malcolm X's. You don't have to be any of those people, but you are a celebrity in your own right because you have a voice, just like they have a voice. And so, again, I totally commend you. And so what are the things that you do? Is there like a program that you have that you in ways to be able to connect with more people, to be able to have them in a up to close to a setting so they could be able to say, you know what, I want to be face-to-face with you, not just on social media, but I want to be face-to-face with you, and I want to be able to sit at your feet to be able to study you, because I'm a believer that if there's somebody out there that is changing the world, I want to be in your presence. I want to know how can I connect with you in a way, if there's a conference that you do or something, so I could get a better understanding. And the reason why I ask that is because the way people think is like they is toxic. Because they get caught up in the reality shows, or they get caught up in what somebody told them that they can't be great. You know what I mean? And so what is it that you do? Is there a something that you put together for people to be able to connect with you so you could pour into them in a different type of a way versus just live stream only?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have what I call the Business Builders Inner Circle, and I know that my previous statements, you know, kind of I hope people understand is that live stream is the new platform to really socially and economically and publicly create a change of movement. And for me, it's very important that people understand that the underlining reason for my passion about what I just spoke about is because, man, I love everyone. I get in the trenches for everybody, you know, and so that's why my Business Builders Inner Circle, which you can simply go there, bit.ly/bizdevwithmatt. That's bizdevwithmatt. is why we bring together people who not only want to gain more knowledge in sales, marketing, business, how to generate e-commerce while driving foot traffic to their brick and mortar, but also it puts people in touch with one another who are networking, creating business inside that group, and serving one another at a higher level before they ever look to sell anyone. So that's the first way. The second way is that I have different programs from coaching and training and mentoring. And to inquire about those, you can simply shoot me an email. IamMattCrane@gmail.com. That's IamMattCrane@gmail.com. And then also the third thing is that I bring it to you, whether I'm speaking at your group, your event, your church, your school, your organization, your city, your town, your state. I'm going to be in Las Vegas 3 times this year speaking in front of different groups. I'm going to be keynoting an event. I've already signed the contract for London, England in 2017. And, you know, mainly it's just about, are you committed to pounding the pavement and putting this message of change, positivity, and growth in front of as many people as possible? And I would love the opportunity to share this with anyone and everyone. So once again, IamMattCrane@gmail.com. You can inquire about that. And then the last but not least is that I'm constantly putting out videos on YouTube, and then I will be also launching a webinar series by the end of the fall that will really be able to drive home a lot of information. But there's more news to come for that, yes.
Wow, man, look at you. You are doing it. You are everywhere. I love it. But the thing is, that message needs to be everywhere because, you know, if negativity is going to be everywhere, positivity needs to be everywhere as well. I always say that because, you know, we need to be able to put those barriers and blocks up against that negativity at all times. And if someone like you can come to them, via live streaming or in person to give them that message, to give them that power, to give them those tools to block it. By all means, you need to be where you need to be, Matt. So as Vanessa said, we commend you on that, sir. And I know for a fact that somebody's going to be in Vegas pretty soon. So tell us about that and your keynote speaking.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 18th through the 20th. There's so many different social media and live streaming groups that are going to be meeting up there. You've got the Perrypreneurs, you've got Scopers Unite, you've got Talent Tribe, and you know there's an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 people that could be at this event. And I'm fortunate that I'm going to be keynoting one of those series. And I'm going to be talking about business development and how you can really develop your business online while still trying to grow your business offline, and how by creating those plans together really gives you a huge leg up on the competition in regards to hitting the ground running or elevating your business back to a status that you've always wanted it to be. So I'm really excited about that. And, man, we're going to jump Vegas off something real. I can promise you that.
That's exciting. I'm going to be in Vegas next month, too, so I'm looking forward to that. I've learned this whole thing with social media after I went through a transition in my career, should I say. And so the more that I'm connecting with more people, it's just like, my goodness, social media is the way to go. That is the way to go, period. However you look at it, that is the way to go. You want to grow your business, you want to get your message out there, you want to connect with the people, get on social media. And now look where it's taking you, to a whole bigger platform, should I say, on stages, traveling the world. Did you say international? Did you really say international?
I did, yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. And so one of my questions is, because I know that we're going to wind up ending soon, is that who's the people, tell me the top 5 people that you look up to, that gives you that push, that mentors you, who coaches you, or whatever the case may be, because I'm a believer, a coach always needs a coach, right? And to be able to push you, to be able to stretch you, to be able to take you outside your comfort zone, because the blessings really come outside that comfort zone, because if you allow yourself to stay in that box, there's no growth. If you allow yourself to stay in that 4x4 cubicle, there's one way in and there's one way out. But you decided to say, I'm not average. Don't put me in the box. I'm not going to allow you to put me in a box, but I'm going to go over here to some mentors, some coaches. Who are your top five people that you will recommend that people say, you know what, you need to follow them. You need to look at them. You need to research them. You need to connect with them. Who are those people?
Yeah. So let me hit you with that cliche start, right, like everybody is. First of all, I had to get back to walking in faith, family, and finances. And that's when I really started to discover why my lane needed to become my lane. So I wanted to, you know, kind of predecess my answer on that, because so many people got it out of whack, and that's why their life's out of whack. You know, Newton's law says every action has an opposite or equal reaction. So for me, I had to create a reaction in order to get a reaction. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that the five people, first of all, Grant Cardone has probably been the most influential person for me as far as where I've gone with social media. Grant's an in-your-face guy. We have a lot of similarities, a lot of personalities, a lot of synergy there. But one thing that Grant does better than anyone is that he understands how to connect with people, and he's not afraid to take you through all of who he is, good, bad, or ugly. And I think for a guy worth that much money and with that much ability to just create whatever he wants to create, to keep it that real is something special. And Grant has given me multiple shout outs, follows, shares, likes, promoted me on so many different platforms, and really helped catapult me. So he would be a must follow for everyone across the board. Number two, I've got to say my man, Michael Burt, Coach Michael Burt, the super coach out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I had the pleasure of actually working with him, and he really taught me a valuable lesson. Is that there's things that you want to do in life and there's things you know you don't want to do in life. And through that process, he really taught me the value of loyalty, respect, and the grind. And for that, I'm going to be forever grateful. And so he's definitely a must follow. Then I love my man Les Brown. Les Brown is just, I call him the gentle giant. You know, Les is a guy that speaks so, so profoundly, but he walks so softly. And the way that he has been able to impact the world with his message is very powerful. And he's another guy that really hits home with me, because he's really about changing all aspects of the world. And I have a high level of respect for him. So I would say he's number three. Number four, I like Celine Johnson. Celine Johnson is a power lady for me. I like the way that she connects with people. I love her attitude. I love just the fact that she's just a down-home, good old girl. And but she's flat-out winning in the game and showing people, legitimately showing people, how they can change their life and how social media was able to do it. And then number five, this is completely off topic, but number five is my family, my wife and my two boys. Every single day, their belief system in me, their faith in me, and the fact that whether I hit a home run with a $50,000 contract or whether I lose because I got to send somebody a refund, they never doubt me. They always high-five me. They always greet me with a hug and a smile. And so while I'm not going to tell you to follow those people because you really can't, what I am going to tell you is that I would be remiss if I didn't put them in my top five. I think everybody knows they go in front of everyone. But my wife and my two boys definitely belong and will remain on that top five no matter what.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a powerful list. And I'm familiar with each and every one of them, as I'm sure Vanessa is as well. And the one thing you are saying in that list is first, family comes first. Family deserves that honor and respect, and I totally agree. But then with those other people, they're power players. But they come strong. They don't give you a whole lot of fluff. They let you know what you need, but you get the real deal every time that they speak. They're not trying to put on a face. They're not trying to put on a front. You get the real deal with them. And, you know, as with you, and they explain so much about when you are presenting, how you speak and how you put it out there into the atmosphere by your top five there that you have. You're well-rounded and well-centered, and, you know, I must say that is just awesome. And, you know, I want to give you an opportunity right now, Matt, to give the people your last closing words and to tell them where they can find you, you know, to connect with you, because, you know, someone may need that powerful word. So please.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to thank both of you ladies for allowing me the opportunity to share with your audience on this platform. Vanessa, I'm looking forward to connecting with you and strengthen that connection. Dr. Finch, you're somebody that I have just seen grow and catapult and just change, and I'm so thankful that you're in my circle as well. And I'm going to tell your audience this, very simple. Your current situation is not your defining moment. You got to recognize that, and you got to make a decision to move towards your greatness. You were born with greatness because you were born in the likeness of the greatest human being of all time. Now, when I say human being, it's because the person that he put on earth to walk his path is the greatest of all time. As you being created in his likeness and his image, you got greatness in you. It's just that you have to make the decision. Are you willing to commit to do whatever it takes to go towards that? Second thing I'm going to tell the audience and the listeners is this. Success is not measured by what you step out of. Not a car, not a bank account, not a job, not a watch, not a suit, not a dress, not a wig, not a bandana, not a hat, nothing. It's about what you're committed to step into. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I'm going to say this. Social media and all online platforms can be the greatest vehicle you've ever had to transition your life in an unbelievable manner. But you have to use it with ethics, with integrity, and more importantly, you have to be who you are. Don't create no Lamborghini shot with you Photoshopped in it when you're driving a Buick. Just be the Buick, right? Mm. Don't be the Chrysler 300 trying to act like you're a Phantom, okay, because you're still in a Chrysler 300, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell people to stay locked in with your boy, at I Am Matt Crane across the board on all social media channels. IamMattCrane.com will be dropping soon. I'm really excited about that. So I just tell people simple, get with me on social media at I Am Matt Crane on all social media platforms. But more importantly, get to my podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Stitcher. It's called The Power of Great. And I bring people every week. Dr. Finch was just a recent guest on the show, and it's all about them. I'm able to ask them questions about how they're changing people's lives and how their story has transitioned and how they are living out their greatness. And I'm just so thankful to have that platform to share with everyone. So just get to whichever respective podcast platform you appreciate, you like, or that your smartphone allows you to have. Search Power of Great, subscribe, and just sit tight because, man, we bring real awesome information every single week.
Matt, thank you so much. I look forward to connecting with you, getting to know you more. I'm just so excited to have you here to be able to pour into not only the audience, but you just poured into me and gave me the confirmations that I need to be able to do some other things that I have in place. And my goodness, you just put a fire in my own belly. So thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm very honored to have that compliment, but I'll tell you as well that it's people like Dr. Finch, it's people like you that believe in me that allow me to continue to show the belief system in yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, thank you so much, Matt. We definitely appreciate you for being on the call today, for giving so many powerful nuggets. And, of course, if Matt said something to you today that resonated with you, please find us at changingmindsonline.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So thank you so much, Matt.
Yes, absolutely. It was an honor to be here. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you on the call today, and thank you so much for listening in. And until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.